you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Hello.
Asa Gray.
Hi.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Oh, look, I'm on again.
She doesn't hate us, guys.
Could have fooled
me. We'll see.
What was it? I think the last time you were here, the PlayStation 4 came out.
I don't remember.
We were doing like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, Lindsay actually
Wait, this
two
is
weeks
a bit.
But anyway, yeah, no, Lindsay is back, and I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And yeah, Lindsay, Mandy couldn't join us tonight, so Lindsay is filling
in. I am the
in.
Token female.
She is our fourth for the night. Our fourth, not the token female.
Keeps us in all the good buffer zones on the internet. To be like, well, the three guys talk so much, we do have a female at the table.
You sure?
The way you said that, I'm now concerned. Well, not
there,
concerned.
There are a few things that make me like, okay, no, let's move past it.
You got to start sending people text messages to confirm.
So some exciting stuff happened this week. I say, like, exciting stuff, like at least one really, really exciting thing and some other cool stuff. We're going to go ahead and start with the most exciting because I want to talk about it now. The Avengers Infinity War trailer that hit.
Oh, it hit.
Correction. The teaser trailer.
Oh, that was a teaser?
Yeah.
That was a two and a
half
minute.
That was a long teaser.
That was a two and a half.
I'm calling it a teaser.
It doesn't matter what you call it. Marvel is calling it a teaser trailer.
That's accurate.
Marvel needs to learn the meaning of teaser.
Yeah, no, there wasn't nothing teased. There. Uh-uh. Okay, that's not true. Oh, there was a lot teased.
Yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I guess it's just the magnitude of this movie. There
the
was
difference
so much
between,
to tease.
The difference between teasing and giving away is what they need to...
I mean,
we didn't get a whole lot given away, but
I was about to say, I don't really felt like anything like
when
everything that was in that trailer we knew was gonna happen.
I disagree.
What you got?
Vision.
Oh, that was kind of weird.
What about him?
Human.
Him get hit. Well, him human, but also just the scene of
him getting the Infinity Stone ripped out of his head.
Yeah, we didn't know that was gonna happen. We assumed it would, but it kind of seems like if you're gonna possibly kill a character. Maybe don't do that in the trailer. And granted, we don't know if he goes all the way through with it, if it actually happens, if that will even kill him. Like, there are still plenty of questions.
Yeah.
But that seems like a pretty plot-heavy scene to include in a teaser.
Because we didn't see the gym getting, like, actually ripped out.
Right.
We saw them trying. But I think we've seen, like, posters before with the fully decked-out Infinity Gauntlet. And for that to have happened...
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to happen in the movie. Like, that could be, like, unless it's an actual, like, still from the movie, which I haven't seen. Like, yeah, they're going to show the Infinity Gauntlet, but no one cares what the Infinity Gauntlet looks like if it doesn't have the stones in it.
Right. What's up?
Have we, this is still going to be a two-part movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah, no, that was, again, I said that's either how that movie's going to begin or end, is that stone's getting ripped out of Vision's head. Because that's the only way that works. Like, it's one of those, I get exactly what you're saying, and I agree with it, but it's like, he has to get the full gauntlet somehow, and him getting it's going to be the end of the movie, because that's what's going to lead into the second movie, at least. Yeah.
Because at the very least, like, we knew that conflict is going to happen.
Yeah.
At some point in the two movies, and I mean, I guess now we know for sure it's in the first one, which makes sense for it to be in the first one, that Vision... was going to have a conflict with Thanos to try and get that Infinity Stone out. So, like, we knew that was going to happen, but...
Again, just personal preference. Like, didn't need that, again, in a teaser.
Yeah.
Because when I think teaser trailer, I think 15 seconds, like...
Ooh, I want to watch this. Let's see what happens. Not, oh, that's going to happen.
What we got after Avengers, like, the post-credit, the first time we saw Thanos, that's a teaser. This is a trailer.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is a trailer. Like, it's a trailer full of little teasers.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's where they're getting teaser from, because I actually hate it whenever the teaser trailer is like, okay, like the first Deadpool teaser trailer, which was literally just Deadpool and a date. Like, I hate that. I hate it so much. That teased nothing.
No, I mean, we know when it's coming out now.
That's not even a tease. They're just like, here's a couple seconds of Deadpool, and here's a date.
But yeah. That's what a teaser is. Like,
no, a teaser is supposed to, in my opinion anyway, the teaser is supposed to make me, like, it's supposed to tease me, like, with stuff in the film, as opposed to tease me with a date.
Go ahead.
That's what most teasers generally are, though, is just a couple images and then pow, here's when it's coming out.
The trailer. The trailer is the one that shows you things from the film.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing. Like, I hate teasers that are like that. I'm not saying it's not a teaser.
But a 2.5 minute, like,
trailer of teasers.
Yeah, I don't.
So can we talk about what we love from it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to argue anymore about this amazing piece of cinema.
Oh, too bad, because I'm pretty not. I am the only person alive that wasn't just, like, super incredibly blown away by it.
I mean, I wouldn't say I was incredibly blown away by it, but I really liked it.
I'm as excited for the movie as I was before.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, yeah, that's coming out.
Like, I was excited that the trailer was going to happen, but then, like, I told, like, when I saw you, and I was like, remember the Avengers 2 trailer, and it had that, like, creepy song, and we just, like, yeah, super on board. Like, there was something catchy that I could come away with from.
Mm-hmm.
And other than just, like, I can't believe, how are they going to, like, they totally forgot to CGI out Captain America's beard. That's just embarrassing.
I knew we were going to get that joke from him.
Maybe he's been away for a while.
I was hoping he was going to forget it.
No, never forget. No, I mean, it was a good trailer. I enjoyed it, but it just, like, nothing super made me go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, and I feel like that goes back to, I guess, it being a teaser, because it was just like a whole bunch of like little scenes of like, because it would go away.
I never really even had that initial. It was just like, okay.
It was mostly just me seeing all these people interacting that are in all the other movies that I've been excited to see now since like phase 3 started.
I did really like the Spider-Man suit.
Yeah, that Iron Spider suit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that was awesome. Yeah, it just showed us a bunch of like characters interacting that we haven't seen interact yet, and that's what like got me kind of excited, because we got to see like even there towards the end we got to see Thor talk to the Guardians, which we knew was going to happen just because of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. Speaking of facial hair that should have been CGI'd out.
You don't like Thor's beard?
Oh, I'm talking about the Star-Lord mustache.
Oh,
he's rocking that 70s porn stash.
With that character, I'm fine.
Oh no, like I'm not mad about it even a little bit. It's just like, oh, because that's gross. You're so handsome without it. Like I feel like my grandparents talking to me. Like, why are you covering that face with that facial hair? Just let it shine.
But with that character, it makes perfect sense.
Because, 100%. Yeah,
because he hasn't been on Earth since like what, 81.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, it's been a while. That's the most popular facial hairstyle he knows. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like that's the alpha and omega of popular hairstyles, is that mustache.
That's pretty true.
Yeah.
The 80s were the 70s and 80s.
He's got that Burt Selig.
I think Hunter's favorite line, which is also my favorite line, is Black Panther ordering people, and the last one said, someone get that man a shield. Yeah. And then you see him like, and I'm like, oh man, they hired so many attractive people.
And I see,
and now like, we're getting the payoff. Now all the attractive people are in the same movie.
And I don't get the big deal about that scene. Like, was it a secret that Captain America wasn't going to be in this?
No.
Because no, I'm like, okay, yeah, cool.
But it's the, like,
they're getting along. Like, again, my assumption of what the movie was going to be is, like, the first movie is going to be a bunch of infighting over, like, who is taking care of this threat. And then it was going to be the, you know, Avengers again, but in the second movie where they all realize, oh, we have to work together.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, and it's cool to see them all, like, be together, but we've seen this. And, like, Civil War didn't do a good enough job of splintering the group.
Uh-uh.
Because, like, even the end of the movie is Cap giving Tony the phone. If you need me, I'll answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, an intergalactic threat is coming to destroy all of humanity. Shocker, they're going to work together on it.
But we don't know where Tony's at with that phone. Of like, all right, he has Spider-Man now. He has all these other people. He may try to do this, like he may be trying to do this without Cap, and it gets to the point where it's just like, old man, call your friend.
I mean, and also, like, then I didn't really think that we were that. I didn't think the goal of Civil War was to really splinter the group that much. Because most of the group, even when they were fighting, they didn't really want to be fighting each other.
Yeah, they were still quipping at each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was fun.
It was just stressing different points of view and not really much of anything else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was all about, like, Winter Soldier and that stuff. And once they found, like, Zemo was behind all of it,
right,
then that pretty much eliminates all purpose for infighting, with the exception of Tony has a valid complaint against the Winter Soldier and, by proxy, Cap, since he knew about it.
Yet the movie ends with, like, three of them still in jail.
Yeah.
They got broken out.
Oh, yeah.
Cap breaks them out.
But they were broken out. They weren't released.
Yeah.
So they're still fugitives.
Oh, well, yeah. That's my favorite kind of superhero, though. I want the cops to kind of hate them.
And Tony obviously wasn't all for, like, keeping them locked up.
Right.
Like, I imagine he was, like, if Cap hadn't gotten them out, he was going to.
In fairness to Civil War, I think Tony even said, I didn't know they put him in the raft.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was said in Civil War. I have to watch it again, and I need to. God, that movie's awesome. This movie's going to be awesome.
I know this movie's going to be great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there's no doubt in my mind. This didn't make me less excited. I just don't fully understand, like, what people thought the movie was going to be. Because that trailer, like, yeah, no, of course, yeah, they're working together. Yeah. It's cool, but I knew that was what's going to happen. Like, I didn't see anything that surprised me.
And maybe that's why
it's a teaser.
Exactly, yeah, because that's what everybody was talking about, like, all the spoilers and stuff we were getting in this movie. I'm like, what was spoiled? Like, yeah. I mean, outside of, like, maybe that Vision scene, like, yeah, that means we're definitely getting that conflict in this film. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, there was nothing spoiled. It was just showing us clips of stuff that we knew we were going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it got me hyped. Like, I mean, I feel like I was already at maximum hype for this film.
I was super excited to get the trailer. So my expectations were already way too high. And, I'm totally willing to admit that. And I'm not trying to be, like, super sour grapes and, like, oh, you should feel bad about liking this thing.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't. I just, like, it's just one of those things where it's, like, it's going over my head. I'm like, yes, it's amazing. Except for one thing. There is one thing that was bad, and no one will convince me otherwise.
It's that Thanos without the hat.
Thanos was a thumb.
There it was.
I'm sorry. I thought Thanos was purple. I thought we had seen images of Thanos in these other movies, not just like pink.
Maybe his skin is iridescent.
It looked dumb.
I mean, cosmic light versus our light, it might be different.
Yeah, and I don't. We've already seen him a different shade.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get.
Because I feel like have you only ever watched it on your work computer?
No, I watched it on my phone and my laptop.
Oh, wow. Because, yeah, it didn't look that bad to me when I watched
it. He's a shade of purple.
It's a light shade.
But it's a super light shade, and when you compare it to, like...
the stark purple that he was.
He should not be violet.
Yeah. He was Crayola purple whenever we saw him in... what movie did we see him in the first time?
Avengers.
Yeah.
Because it was at the very... No, it wasn't at
the... He was in the middle of it.
I'm talking, like, Guardians.
Yeah, the end of Guardians when he grabs them.
Well, in Guardians when he's in that movie, like, he's purple.
Yeah.
And, yeah, maybe it's because that was when he's in space and he looks different, but being on Earth and it looked bad. I hated it. My favorite thing is just, like, all of the overlaid Snapchat filters or whatever. And it's, like, Stone Cold Steve Thanos and...
That was my favorite. The Homer Simpson one, Hank Hill.
That looked bad, and I hope that's like, I don't know if that's something you need to fix in post or what, but
it needs fixed.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's something that once we see it in its final form, it'll be fine. But, yeah, no, you're not wrong. Like, it looked weird.
Maybe it was a dusty battle zone.
I don't need Thanos to be ashy. Like, it's... No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, we'll have to see what we get in the final product or in another trailer, whichever.
Did you see Salt Bae, though?
Salt Bae?
So the dude, I can't remember where he's from, but he's like the chef and he does the sprinkling the salt
meme. Okay.
Someone drew him, but it's Thanos and he's dropping the Infinity Stones into the gauntlet.
I've seen that, yeah.
I did see that. That was awesome.
Because that was cool. Like, okay, he's, you know...
Was he the right shade purple?
These movies are... I don't remember. He wasn't in the trailer, which is all that matters to me. But yeah, seeing him, like, drop the stones, like, knowing that's the journey he's going on, like, and at the end of, I think it was Guardians 2, he's like, I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I think it was first Guardians.
Whichever.
Yeah.
Just that it's like, yeah, okay, let's do this. I'm on board.
Yeah, no, I've been pumped about this movie for a while.
I know, and still super am, but...
Yeah.
How great if we would have gotten an end credit scene of him just getting one of them from, like five movies from until now? Because right now he has none of them, my knowledge.
Okay, because I think we're still even missing one.
Yeah, we still haven't seen all of them.
Because...
There's five total.
There's the Tesseract, there's the Aether, there's the one from Guardians 1.
Power.
The Eye of Agamotto, and...
Vision's head.
And Vision's head.
Oh, we have all five of them.
So that is all five.
Yeah.
See, I still haven't seen.
Wait,
Doctor
is there
Strange.
A sixth one?
No,
isn't there
five.
One? Isn't there one in the
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Oh, okay, I'm thinking of the thumb knuckle.
Yeah, I think there is only five. Like, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure there's only five.
And I apologize, viewers, for that visual slash audio me doing that. I realized I was counting off my knuckles. And then I pointed to the middle of my hand because I realized all I did was count
right
to
here. Yeah. Where?
Yeah, no, I realized I just counted to five and didn't really sell. Yeah, that was my fault, guys.
No, it's, yeah, I mean, you did correct it. Like, yeah. it's fine.
We need to have video for some bits.
There are six.
There are six. So
yeah.
Okay.
There, because there's space, mind, reality, power, time, and soul.
I wonder if one of them's in Wakanda.
And that's what you kind of have to think.
We still haven't, Black Panther's still not out yet. I don't need a trailer until I see Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we actually got scenes of Black Panther, like with Black Panther in it, and characters from that movie that I've seen in the trailers for that movie. But I'm like, who are these people? Like, what they do?
I can't wait to find out, though.
I can't either, because, boy, I'm excited about
that
movie.
I bet they're going to kick really hard and in really flashy ways, like everybody else in this movie, in these movies.
Because I think that one's coming out in May, right? The
I thought it was
Black
February.
Panther.
February.
February's Black Panther.
It's February.
And then when is Infinity War?
Did we get a date? Did this teaser give us a date? Because that's what
I did not pay close enough attention.
All right,
I'm looking it up.
Okay, he's looking it up.
I would aim for
May 4th.
July. Okay, May.
Okay, so I got them mixed up. May is May is Infinity Wars. Then
come on, May, get here.
So they're going.
I mean,
for
I'm fine
the
with
spring
February.
Route.
Like, yeah.
Let me get February, then let me get May. I don't want to skip Black Panther.
No.
Oh, I'm not going to. I'm just saying I need May to get here, though.
No, because then summer's back, and let me have winter.
So,
not,
I mean, are you
we're
getting
not getting
winter?
We're not getting it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get it in March.
It's December.
Well, guess what?
It has not gotten cold.
I mean, it got down to like 30 degrees a few times.
It doesn't count.
Overnight, yeah.
It doesn't count.
But then it bumps up to 60.
It's 60.
Because then my sinuses are like, wait.
My mom keeps teasing me with pictures of snow from back home.
It's supposed to snow this week. Air quotes.
It might. Yeah, it might snow this week.
Maybe even up to a flurry.
Yeah, my sinuses have been like, I'm sure the listeners out there can hear it.
Yeah.
Because I am not like, it's not been great for me.
The amount of DayQuil that I have like in my home right now, like if the DA, if you're listening to this, I bought it legally. No one tried to stop me, and I'm not selling it. Because it can only be, you know, intent to traffic levels of DayQuil.
Andrew and I have gone through 3.5 bottles of Mucinex in the last week.
I've given up on cold medicine for the last, because like, I took it for like a month, and I still have whatever it is that I have, and I'm just like, forget it. I don't care.
It's the only way I can sleep.
Yep.
Like, if I try, like, I won't be able to breathe, and I'll just be coughing all night.
I just
don't
turn my room
stuff into
a sauna, and I pass out.
I can't sleep that way. I have to be cold, or I can't sleep.
We're fuzzy individuals. We have to have fans on us.
I think, was it Asa that I was talking to, where I discovered that, like, it's just conditioned in me at this point.
Oh, yeah.
We're fuzzy animals. We need to hibernate. Hibernation involves cold.
All right, back on topic here, guys. So another trailer that we got that I'm a little less excited about, but still looked really neat. We talked about it a few weeks ago. There's a new Batman anime movie coming out. And I say it's anime. It's still actually, it's like 3D anime, like an anime-ish style. It's a little different.
You've just killed me by saying 3D animation.
Yeah.
That just like lowered its credibility so much.
I was a little disappointed to see it was like a 3D animation, but it still looks okay. It's not as bad as like some of the, especially like the fan-made 3D works that we've seen. It's more like some of the stuff we've seen on Netflix lately that's been the 3D animation.
Yes, but I am an animation Nazi, remember?
I do remember that. But either way, you should at some point look at it, like, you, because I know Asa, you saw the trailer, right?
Yes.
What did you think?
I don't know what I was expecting. There's some that's playing there. I don't know what I was expecting. I think it looks really cool. I'm not a fan of the fact that it's subtitled, but that's just a personal thing.
They
like,
might be dubbing it.
I hope that they do. Because I said, it's the same reason I haven't watched Attack on Titan.
Okay, so it's the 3D, but it's like cel-shaded 3D.
Yeah. It's
which
not,
can go either really well or really bad.
It looked really good in the trailer, and I don't normally like the 3D animation, like anime style.
But it's like, I wasn't a huge fan. I'm just not a huge fan of subtitles in general.
Visually,
mostly because my eyesight is going to hell.
Visually, it looks okay. Movement-wise, it needs work. Like, it's not smooth.
Was that Nightwing?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I'm
on board. The entire Bat family's in it.
Yep.
I'm on board.
I also don't understand.
Did you see Damien?
I mean, if it hits Netflix, I'll watch it, but I'm not going to make an effort to hunt it down.
That's fair. This is one I might end up, like, renting. But, yeah, the Joker looks super cool, I think. Like, I really like that design. I really like the Batman design. It's neat looking, and it's a cool idea.
Because the whole idea, from the looks of it, is that Joker has gone back in time to feudal Japan.
That's what it was kind of looking like.
Mm-hmm. And Batman and the Bat Family have gone back as well.
And then, like, but their way home gets destroyed or something, so they don't, like,
I'm not exactly sure, like, the rest of the plot. I just know that general premise.
I only watched it once, so, I don't remember if that's what the general plot of it is. But it looks cool. I like that.
Yeah, no, the style is really neat. Like, Ninja Batman looks really cool. The only thing that looked super goofy was Damien. Like, that hair looked super... It was like... I saw the meme about it. You know, the just F my
stuff up.
Yeah. One of them was just the... all right, Damien, what can I do for you? I just throw the clippers at my head, fam. Say no more.
It's the equivalent if you let a child cut their own hair. That's what happened.
Turtles 3. Like, I think that's the style that they're going for. That doesn't work, but... Also, I counter that with Red Hood, because Red Hood looks silly.
I didn't actually notice.
He's got, like, it's, so, the original, like, when it was, you know, when it was or wasn't Joker, and he's got that giant dome.
Yeah.
It's, like, that size, but it looks like it's paper.
What?
let me try to find a picture of it.
That sounds awful.
That's not how physics work.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Like a paper lantern kind of thing just on his head.
Maybe not paper lantern. Okay.
Nope. I want that.
Because that's what I'm picturing whenever you said that.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. That sounds bad.
That sounds beautiful. No, no.
That sounds so bad.
No, it's Ninja Batman, so we have to add every Japanese thing to it.
Samurai Batman. He looked a little like a samurai.
Oh, okay, but yeah, no, I was like, no, it's Batman Ninja, right?
It's called Batman Ninja, but he very much looks like a samurai.
Yeah.
Of course, the ad has to play again.
Get your poop in a group, DC.
Still not buying Battlefront 2.
All right, well, that's not happening. I keep seeing, like, pictures people posting on the internet of, like, the shelves being completely full.
Mm.
Like, and that just fills me with
When
joy.
We went on Black Friday, like, even, like, when we went that afternoon into evening, they still had lots of copies.
Yep. I think Josh from Press Start to Join showed the best picture on Instagram, where it was an entire standee and the top row was Battlefront. Everything else was sold out.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful standee. Thank you, Josh.
That's good stuff. All right. While Ace is looking that up, some more DC movie TV news. The live action Titans. We've talked about this a few times before. We finally have seen now the Robin costume. And so it looks really good. It looks really good. There are a few things that I'm concerned with. Like, I looked up some more stuff about this that I hadn't noticed before because I didn't know that they had announced the cast.
Okay.
I knew, like...
We had a Robin. We had Dick Grayson.
Yeah, and I knew we had I knew the team. It was going to be Robin, Starfire, Beast Boy, Raven, Hawk, and Dove.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that was going to be the case. One of the things that I saw in this article when I was looking through it, what they announced the cast, like the acting cast.
Okay.
And one thing that confuses me, and I'll throw this out here for you guys, the actor that plays... Oh, let me get his
Should
name.
I pull up IMDb for this?
No, I got it.
Well, no. For me, so I can see the people.
Oh, that's fine. It's not really relevant to my point.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got... Yeah, we've got... God, what's his name? Brenton Thwaites is Dick Grayson.
Yes.
And he will be wearing a Robin outfit. And I don't know if he's planning on transitioning to Nightwing towards the beginning or if he's just going to go Robin in Titans, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But we'll see how that goes. We've got Anna Diop as Starfire, Tegan Croft as Raven, Ryan Potter as Beast Boy, Alan Richson as Hawk, Minka Kelly as Dove, and Lindsay Gort is playing Detective Amy Rohrbach, which also confirms that it's going to be set in Bloodhaven.
Oh, yay.
Instead of, you know, Gotham or anywhere else.
Oh, it is! It is the lantern. It is the, like, helmet thingy.
Oh,
or the
that's
light.
Fantastic.
I had to find it in the trailer because I couldn't find a still image.
Oh my
And I know this
God.
Plays very well on an audio
He's
podcast.
He's got a bird
but
cage on his head.
Yeah, Jesse yeah. called it.
Yeah, that's, maybe I had just seen it and repressed it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it'd be ridiculous if it was that.
I'm going to try to find an image to so we can put in the comment on the Facebook page.
You could just screenshot that and then send it to the...
Yeah, I could, but I'm hoping to find like an actual...
Okay, got
an actual image of it. Okay, so here's the thing that is I guess, bugging me a little bit about that. All right, here are the ages for these actors. Bryn Thwaites is 28.
In fairness, he looks like he could be 15.
And I don't... And because we're not going Teen Titans. This is actual Titans.
Titans.
Yeah.
The actress for Starfire, 29. Beast Boy is 22. Hawk is 33. And Dove is 37.
Yeah, I saw that.
Raven is 13.
What?
You... Considering we don't have a timeline and we don't really know how this team is interacted, like how this team came to be, I am okay with there being giant age gaps because we're not getting the Teen Titans.
No, I mean, and I very much understand that just because Dove is 37 doesn't mean the character is going to be anywhere near 37.
But if right. you look at the guy that's playing Dove and the guy that's playing Robin, there is a giant discrepancy on what a man looks like. Like, one looks like he's been a man for a while. One looks like he's about to peak. Which, and I understand that he's the dude playing Robin's 3 years older than I am, but I look older than this guy that's playing Robin.
Bryn Thwaites, yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's and that's fine. Like, Hawk is supposed to be, you know, a little older, a little bit more burly than Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
And that's entirely fine. But, like, it just, it's weird that, yeah, they could all go back to, they could be in their 30s playing someone in their early to mid-20s.
Yeah.
There's no way to make it, like, where Raven isn't going to be the little kid going with them.
Seriously.
And, again, I am super on board with Raven being the little kid that's going along with them because she has just ignorant powers. So it's just like, so we found this kid. Batman says we're having to take care of him, guys, or take care of her, guys. And they're like, all right, what does she do? And
she doesn't play well with others.
And that's going to be a really fun dynamic for this show, I feel like. I don't like, though, if that's how they're doing it. I want to know how old Robin is. Because I really don't want a 22-year-old Robin, because that's not really how that worked.
No. I mean, yeah, by that point, he'd become Nightwing.
Yeah.
And again, like, he could be just because the dude looks young. He yeah. could be playing like a, you know, 16, 17-year-old Robin.
He's in the transitional stage.
Yeah, like Hawk and Dove are probably going to be in their, like, you know, early to mid-20s. That's fine. Beast Boy could be a teenager as well. Like, he looks younger than Bryn Thwaites. He is younger than Bryn Thwaites, but
yeah.
he looks younger still. And but, yeah, like I said, even with that, there's just, like, there's no way for Raven not to be the kid sidekick. Like,
yeah,
just the little girl that's tagging along with these adults.
Unless do you think they do the thing where they make her just kind of, like, scary powerful?
And that's why, yeah.
I mean, they're probably going to do that. But at the same time, like, you'd think if it was being set up as Titans, like, we have to know if the Teen Titans existed prior.
Yeah.
Because the whole point is getting the sidekicks doing their own thing.
Yeah, because, and this is also, like, this is not an original, like, any kind of a Titans team. Like, Hawkins, like, all these people have been in versions of Titans, but, like, Hawkins, like, the very first Titans team wasn't...
This. Yeah.
Yeah, Robin and Starfire were there. Mm-hmm. Hawk and Dove have been in and out of Titans teams. And, yeah, Raven's been in and out of Titans teams.
So, well, and I wonder if it depends... I think it depends on how they play Raven as a character. Because aside from, like, Go and maybe a little bit in, like, the good Teen Titans show...
Mm-hmm.
Raven has always been a very stoic, very quiet, kind of, like, reserved person outside of battle. Like, when they're all hanging out, like, in the giant team.
Yeah.
She's not one cracking jokes or doing, like, she's usually off on her own, just kind of
rooting.
I mean,
that's her character,
yeah,
like, even outside
because,
of
you know, she's the daughter of an evil
demon.
It kind of, that plays well. So if they... I think it would make sense if they, like, it seems like it's the thing where they find her, and, like, that's kind of going to be the opening arc of this show.
Is recruiting
is trying
Raven.
To is trying to figure out what to do with her, because, okay, she's the daughter of Trigun. we can't trust her. But then have her kind of begrudgingly join the team because they don't really know what else to do with her.
Yeah.
So she's not, it's not because, you know, they're all friends already. That's the way that makes the most sense to me.
Yeah. And like I said, we'll have to see what they do with it. It just, it really limits what they can do.
And is this the one that's exclusive on the
their streaming service?
Yep. Okay. Well, I look forward to reading recaps.
I'll probably have it.
I was about to say, at the very least, I imagine that one of us will buy it after the season airs, and then just we could get together and all of us could just watch it.
I'll be giving you guys out my password.
I will say too, just real quick, my review of The Punisher changed significantly after the last half, like episode 8, I think. It goes down. Like,
aww.
No, like stuff goes down.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Man, that was
no, we wanted to like binge the last 3 episodes, but I unfortunately had to open early. So,
and that's kind of how I was like, yeah. That moment of, okay, well, I got to see what happens now. Finally.
Exactly.
Finally hits.
Okay.
And the whole time you're like, oh, I hope he messes him up real bad.
It also it continues the streak that Defenders started, where every episode felt important.
Like as soon as the episode ended, we're like, no, why?
And no one got a super goofy costume for no reason.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I enjoyed Punisher.
Yeah, so I just like if you can get into it immediately, like if you like it off the bat, it just gets better.
Exactly.
If you're lukewarm to it originally,
just keep going.
Keep going because it gets better.
Because I mean that's
so I wanted to kind of do a self correction.
I've watched the first 5 episodes now, and I still like it a lot. I find myself wanting to know a whole lot more about, because they do a couple of episodes parts of the first several episodes go into like what happened with Frank Castle. I find myself now wanting more of that and less of current day. I'm at right now.
I also would very much enjoy that, but the stuff that they do with the current day just becomes very, very interesting and intriguing.
Yeah.
That's good. And I mean, I'm not saying it's not as it stands. It's just I was so
I wish I
could have
gotten more of
what was going on.
And that is a complaint. I wish they hadn't glossed over, you know, the 3 families thing. Like that you get literally in the first 10 minutes of the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like that could have been, and maybe they do that with like a season 2. Maybe you get a longer, which it didn't seem like it was that, was nowhere near as big a struggle as what he went through in current day stuff. But like, I don't know. I'm interested to see where they go with the character because it ends on a real kind of nuts note.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you started it, definitely finish it because it just keeps getting better. And again, it's that thing where it's like, yes, finally, everything feels important.
I kind of want to go back and rewatch it since I know what happens and see what I missed.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I need to, but I've been watching a lot of TV in the background of other stuff lately because I've been doing a lot of other stuff. So like,
and
I am
that's
now
when you
kind of
need to.
Yeah, you need to dedicate time to just watch. Because
I'm not gonna watch The Punisher in the background.
I had it on because when I wasn't originally like super into it, I had it on in the background as I was playing Pokemon. And then probably like episode 5 or 6,
you
I realized
down Pokemon.
I had stopped playing Pokemon and I was only watching it. So
I mean, I watched most of it except the parts where my face was buried in a pillow because I didn't want to see the level of gore it was getting to.
The last 3 episodes are rough.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Boy.
I'm pretty sure the next to the last episode, I had my face in a pillow for almost 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited now.
But to book in Titans. With the age thing, I very much do think after seeing it, because I think I remember seeing the cast last week, or like those two actors, actor and actress, respectively, after.
Which ones?
Hawk and Dove.
Okay.
I very much, if they're like, Batman's just like, you guys are going to have to take care of this one, Raven. I very much feel like Batman's just like, all right, so Robin has this team. It's his team. But like Red Tornado and Young Justice, but keep an eye on them. Like, go with them. Make sure stuff doesn't go down. Like, just watch them.
So I'm just gonna throw this out here real quick because I just thought about this for a second.
Yeah.
The team is Robin, Raven, Hawk, Dove.
They're birdies.
Starfire.
And then Starfire and Beast Boy.
Birds of prey. Beast Boy can turn into birds.
He can.
Oh no.
Caca.
And she flies.
Yep.
It's my Pokemon team.
It's Birdman.
It's all birds.
Birdemic.
Because I thought about that, like, and they could
no. Stop that.
Shannon would have been mad if we hadn't have said it.
Like a fun little bit. Because I was just thinking about it. They could do a fun little bit where, like, Hawk and Dove have their daughter, Raven, And then
I absolutely love that I bring up a legitimate point and you think of a bit.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, no, I thought about that for a second and then I was like, wait, they're going with Robin instead of Nightwing as well. Oh, there's so many birds on this team.
Birds of war. All
right, so
second verse is crucial.
All right, Disney and Fox, that plan had fallen through. Apparently now it's gained momentum again, and they might be approaching a deal where Disney does acquire 20th Century Fox, which is their film division. The Fox TV and FX.
Would that be part of it too?
Yes.
Because when we had originally reported it, we overstated it would be like all of Fox. Yeah, we were like,
no,
Fox
is getting bought.
Which,
no.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No.
So.
Yeah, no, it's just all of that with Fox, which is still a significant purchase.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently after the deals had fallen through, Fox was approached by Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T. Apparently all of them were thinking about, like, well, if that's for sale, like, as you know, they heard about with Disney. And then they go there probably making some offers. My guess is that Fox is going to present those offers to Disney.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, Comcast was willing to give us this amount of money, and that was better than your offer. Do you have a counter? And apparently this will also include, like, it's not just those, it's... Oh, why did I close out of that tab? I thought I still had it open.
Darn it.
It's like they get a 39% share. They get their 39% share in Hulu. So Disney will have a 39% share of Hulu. So that might delay their own streaming service again. They may just go to Hulu since they own a chunk of it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that would also be especially bad if Comcast managed to make that purchase because they already have a stake in Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
If they got another 39% of Hulu... Gross. I hate Comcast. I don't need them becoming any bigger. Yeah. Disney is at least a malevolent, like, or benevolent. Not malevolent. Benevolent.
Comcast is malevolent.
Comcast malevolent. Yeah, no, like, Disney
at least. Oh, we try to make sure that we. I don't want a lawsuit from either of them, buddy.
Disney has at least, tried to be a benevolent, evil giant corporation. Well, I say evil. They so far have not been that.
You still get your bang for your buck.
Yeah, like, they've. You know, they
just
have
to spend five extra bucks to get the bang.
Yeah. It's just, it's one of those things that might get big enough where at some point they'll turn. And I'm not looking forward to that, like, once they get so big. And then they have my Marvel, they have my Star Wars. And eventually, like, if this Fox deal comes out, they'll have so much more.
They'll just have more of your Marvel and then a lot more.
I mean, like, I realized the other day how many Fox shows I watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that until, like, I was watching The Orville.
Oh, yeah. There's another one.
Yep.
Yeah. And
that's why I watch YouTube.
And at the end of... Well, again, Disney might own that, too. Who knows? Yeah. No, Google already owns it. There's no way Google's letting it go.
I'm telling you, it's the Parks and Rec thing. They weren't wrong. It's just going to be Verizon, Chipotle, and Exxon. The only three companies left in America.
Yeah. Except it'll actually be, like, Disney, Google, and... Exxon, sure.
Somebody has to have oil.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk more about that as it comes up, but like part of me is really excited, another part of me is terrified.
Part of me is thinking that Disney didn't pull out that Star Wars money on Front Street. Fox is like, all right, Disney, you're messing with me.
That's a real low ball offer, Disney.
That or else it's the other way. The other people that put out offers was nowhere near it, and they're just like, huh.
And they're just like, well, that offer from Disney's looking real sweet now.
Uh-huh. But let's lie and get the Star Wars money.
Which is fine. Like, Disney's like, Disney, if Disney goes through with this deal, the amount of money they make, there is almost no amount of money that Disney could throw at Fox that would actually negate earnings made from buying them.
Yeah, no, like, they're not losing money. Yeah.
Because, like, once they start pumping out X-Men.
Good X-Men? Quality X-Men stuff?
Oh, man. They're just, like, Disney just announces, like, all right, Deadpool's the only thing that counted. I know those other movies were fine. Deadpool's all that counted. Here's what's happening with that universe now.
See, and again, I think they would be putting themselves in a real predicament with how hard they've gone in with Inhumans.
Reboot!
I mean...
So, whenever we get the news in 3 weeks that Inhumans got canceled, we're going to be like, so they bought Fox.
Nope. Here's what it is.
It's already been canceled.
That happened
after that IMAX premiere.
Yep. Oh, no.
It didn't even premiere. It did the IMAX premiere. It didn't get its TV premiere. What we get is some kind of black magic effery with one of the Infinity Stones or the Infinity Gauntlet turns the Inhumans into mutants.
I think
that's what disrupts the Time Stone and the Reality Stone, like, smash together as Thanos is punching Thor in the physics.
I mean, I still bet that the two exist simultaneously. Like, I bet we'll have, like, they're going to be other people's popping up with, like, powers, and they're going
to
say...
But I wasn't exposed to the Terrigenesis.
Exactly.
I don't understand this.
They're like, are more Inhumans? No, it's not Inhumans.
It's genetics.
And then they look at him like, the X gene. that's going to happen.
The Watchdogs are going to hate so many people.
Uh-huh. I'm fine with it. I'm so fine with it. I couldn't be more fine with it. Anyway, in some comic book news, speaking of mutants, the New Mutants, they're actually getting a new comic series. The New Mutants is getting a new comic series. It's not the same team as before. Like, it's a completely different even style of story before. I'm going to guess they're just trying to cash in on the hype from the New Mutants movie.
Yeah.
Which, fair. A 6-issue miniseries starting up pretty soon called New Mutants Dead Souls. Team is going to be Magic, Boom Boom, Richter, Strong Guy, Wolfsbane, and Karma.
Strong Guy.
Honestly,
is he a speedster?
I just want him to be a telepath.
I could not think of an X-Men lineup that would make me less excited.
Skin's not on it. You're good.
I was going to say,
Skin,
like,
died, so
I have homework now. Because challenge accepted.
And it's comic books. Skin being dead does not matter.
They ran a book that was just, wasn't it? Didn't they run a book like The Worst Mutants Ever?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah, The Worst X-Men Ever.
The Worst X-Men Ever was actually the title of the book.
Aww.
Yeah. And that lineup was more interesting than this one.
It was. That's actually a really good book, though.
Yeah. But they're going to be, each issue is going to be a standalone story, and they're going to have a supernatural threat to fight. So, Trevor, this one's for you, buddy. I think you will probably like this a whole lot, because even if I don't really care about the roster, that premise still sounds really interesting, because I do like Magic a lot.
Yeah, she's
Ileana
cool.
Rasputin is awesome, and she's just a really cool character. Boom Boom, aka Fake Jubilee, meh. Richter's also kind of meh. If you guys watched X-Men Evolution, those names sound familiar.
Yeah,
that they are.
Wolfsbane was in there too.
I forgot Wolfsbane was in X-Men Evolution.
Yeah. I watched some of X-Men Evolution, and I don't recognize any of these names.
Richter
That's
was
because
the guy
they
that...
weren't, like, normal regulars.
Yeah,
in
they
it.
Were.
They were the background side students that maybe sort of showed up here and there.
Oh, Vicky.
Richter was the,
she's
the lead
Vicky
of the Brotherhood.
You mean Avalanche?
Yeah, but they, same character, though.
Yeah, well, I like Evolution. We'll see what they do here.
So that's the thing. It'll be fun, I'm sure. Like I said, I'll at least want to check it out, because that premise sounds really fun. See? And then we got the New Age of DC Heroes from the DC side of news, which I honestly somehow missed this news, but we've got 10 new books coming out from DC starting in 2018. We're going to get Damage, which is going to have Tony S. Daniel and Robert Venditti, and basically I think kind of like the Hulk-ish. We got The Silencer, John Romita Jr. and Dan Abnett are going to be working on that one. We've got...
Which, as we're going through this list, you'll notice, like, I don't know any of these characters. I don't care about any of these characters. But then listen to the talent that's being attached to them.
Yeah.
And this is very clearly, this isn't just, DC thinking we need to just put out some new books. This is like, okay, we need to expand our roster to, like, we need to give people a reason to care about these characters. And, like, there's not a bad lineup.
No. And apparently most of this is also, most of these characters are fallout from the DC metal event that's happening right now.
Went to start that because I'm getting caught up. I found the box of unread stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing DC Metal number one.
Oh, no.
I have the Forge. I have the casting, but I need one.
I can give you my copy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to read it.
I'll take it then.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Problem solved.
Right. Problems being solved on Nerdo.
But I'm actually really, but I am really excited to start it because like the covers. And like the covers are amazing, and like just the from what the story it turns out actually is like with these one shots, super on board. Like that just sounds nuts in the most fun way.
Yep.
And it's Scott Snyder. So.
I actually found out last night that I'm also missing an issue of the Metal, but it's a later one. It's the Drowned.
Okay.
Somehow I never picked that one up.
So did you hit up our buddies at Villainous Grounds? You message them on Facebook?
I'm going to be doing exactly that.
I was actually just going to be like, hey, I need you next time you go up, I need you to look and see if they have a number one, but I'll just take yours.
Yeah, I don't think for one. I think that they're sold. I think they sold out.
See, and that's the thing. Like, I'm pretty sure because, of course, it's the number one.
Yeah, no, that's unfortunate.
I want that shiny cover.
That's the one I got.
Because all of mine are shiny.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I can't have just one flat one.
Nope.
What am I, savage?
We need to do Nerds for Hire soon, guys.
We are.
Tuesday?
Not this Tuesday, but the one after.
Yep. Because I know it's been a while since we've done it. Because we missed the one rotation. Yeah.
But it's coming.
Yeah, it is coming.
But we'll be talking about comic books, such as?
Dark Knight's Metal.
Well, and that was the segue into the...
Yeah, Dark Knight's Metal. Sideways. So yeah, Kenneth Rocafort, John Didio, and Justin Jordan. Sideways is the next one on the list. The Terrifics with Ivan Reyes and Jeff Lemire. And again, like I know some of you out there like aren't huge into comic books. Those of you that even like people that are kind of related to comic books are likely going to recognize some of these names, like Jeff Lemire and John Romita Jr. Like these are
Jim Lee.
And yeah, coming up, The Immortal Men, the one that I'm really excited about. James Tynion IV and Jim Lee. Holy crap, that creative team.
That's nuts.
Like, I'm going to need that book.
Also, it looks like it is Jim Lee doing art and Tynion writing.
Okay.
Which we assumed because earlier in this article it says the new titles are illustrated by DC's masterclass of artists, and they're not kidding.
Nope.
And they are written by some of comics' biggest names. Again, they're not kidding.
Nope.
like
some real legends here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got The Curse of Brimstone with Philip Tan and Justin Jordan.
That one sounds cool.
Yeah.
I just like
the premise of The Curse of Brimstone sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then we've got the new challengers. And this one I'm also kind of excited about. Scott Snyder and Andy Kubert. That team? Yeah. I love Scott Snyder, and Kubert's art is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's really, really good. Then you've got The Unexpected with Ryan Sook and Steve Orlando. And I apologize, not all of these. DC, you're supposed to, the traditional method is naming author-artist in that order.
They just announced 10 books. Give them a
book. They announced 10 books, and some of them are in that order, some of them aren't.
Mm-hmm. So. And earlier, like I said earlier, in the article, they break down, like, here's a list of names for authors, here's a list of names of people doing art.
Yeah. Which, yeah, like, if I had seen that, I could have sorted it that way, but, mm-hmm. so.
But here we are.
Here we are. So those of you that know that's the traditional method, know that just because that's how I read them doesn't mean that you've got a traditional artist doing writing and the other way around. That's what that little comment was mostly for. But yeah, either way, a lot of these books I'm actually kind of excited about, like, especially New Challengers and The Immortal Men. Like,
I can't afford to get all of them, but there's not one that I'm not
that's
at least
$40 of the comics.
Yeah. Like
on top of
my already like giant list.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, there's not one that I'm not at least interested in. Like there's a couple that I'm probably going to buy,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, at least all of them, I'd be like, I'd be interested to see what that is. And I hope they do well, because if they do well, then they keep going. And then we just get cooler implications with like Justice League stuff, and not even necessarily new members or anything like that.
But I mean,
I'm a fan of when I don't, not necessarily crossover books, but like, when new characters are introduced to established characters and just see how those
interactions play out. Yeah, no, I agree. And it's one of those things, like, DC really has a lack of, like, they have their traditional characters.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have much beyond that.
Right.
And, like, the more varied characters from DC Comics sounds like a great idea.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm always for more characters, more interesting characters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we only have 10 minutes left. we spent a lot of time on some of that other stuff. So we're going to kind of speed run through video games. Kojima and Del Toro confirmed they're going to appear at the VGAs, was it? The Video Game Awards?
Yeah. Which,
good, it's after the last year. That's fantastic.
The Jeff Keighley yearly award show, which I'm excited for that. They always he's said that there's going to be like world premieres, which he's gotten some pretty big announcements on that show before.
Oh, yeah.
And he confirmed that the Schick Hydrobot isn't going to be there this year, so that's a win.
So, yeah, likely going to get some new announcement with their game that they've been working on for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Death Stranding.
Yes. So look forward to that. Star Citizen. Got some more microtransaction news for you guys. Star Citizen, the game that like you forget about because you get a big piece of news every like 6 months. The most crowdfunded game, video game in history.
I genuinely, up until this moment, thought we were talking about EVE Online. Because like with the context of the story, and I'm like, why do people even need? Well, I guess they're going to build bases, but. Because people treat EVE like it's a job.
Yes.
Like that is accurate. The amount of grinding and farming and like nonsense that goes into EVE is just staggering to me. So that's what I was. Okay. Sorry. Star Citizen. Wholly separate thing. I'm going to have to look into this a little bit later tonight.
Yep. Star Citizen. It went to crowdfunding a few years ago now. And it gained, like, it got more money via crowdfunding than any other game in history. Like, it still has that record. And it's gotten more money since. Like, it just keeps getting stuff. And they keep making announcements about the game. But it is still nowhere near ready. And their latest form of, like, gathering more money.
Oh, no. That's awful. Like, so, because I know what the story is. I didn't know the game wasn't even out yet.
Nope. Hasn't even, we haven't, as far as I'm aware, they haven't even launched an alpha for people to play.
No, that.
Like, as far as I'm aware, I could be wrong about that, but I haven't heard anything about an alpha, and I do want to play this game. So I have been loosely looking.
The hangar module was the first playable alpha component of Star Citizen released August 29th, 2013.
So we have gotten alpha pieces for it.
Yeah, we've at least gotten something.
Okay, they definitely haven't gone into a beta.
Let me see what we got here. Development. We'll keep going because I'm
very
just
confident they haven't gone into a beta. But yeah, so in their latest attempt to gather more money.
You're right. Version 3.0 of the Star Citizen Alpha was announced on August 19th of 2016.
And still hasn't hit.
And it will be split into four smaller releases. In April 2017, the company released a detailed schedule report detailing everything that needed to be finished for 3.0. So, yeah, I don't think it doesn't look like 3.0 is out yet.
Oh, boy. All right. So, yeah, I guess they've run out of money because the latest thing you can do for Star Citizen, they are now selling parcels of land on different places. Because, like, the universe in this game is supposed to be colossal, like as big as EVE Online, supposed to be. That was the last I heard. That might have changed. I don't know. But anyway, it's supposed to be huge. And you can buy a 4-kilometer by 4-kilometer parcel of land on a planet of your choosing without much knowledge of any sort of central hubs or any sort of like advantage that this gains you. And presumably you can just buy one of these in-game with in-game currency at some point. But right now you can reserve your 4-kilometer by 4-kilometer parcel of land for $50. They want $50 for land that might be worthless.
I got nothing. Like, yeah, again,
I have to say, we'll just go right past this.
I thought this was EVE Online. I thought, oh, you're able to buy a home base. Like, the game is out. People have been playing it. This is an established thing.
Because that game has been around for more than a decade.
Yeah, that game, because it's like, oh, okay, that's kind of a neat thing you can do. That price point's egregious, but from what I'm understanding of EVE Online, it's actually fairly reasonable.
You can make a salary with that game.
Yeah. that game's silly. But this is a whole different thing. I'm totally misunderstanding the story. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
Yep, that's where we're at.
That's bonkers.
Speaking of microtransactions, EA has released probably their most egregious set of loot boxes in UFC 3.
With what we know now, I don't know if it's that bad.
Since it doesn't impact the actual multiplayer.
Because if it would have been, because the original story was that these loot boxes affected just straight up multiplayer. Yep. So if I bought the game and Jesse bought the game and I went in, my character only knew a base set of moves and they didn't do very much damage. Whereas Jesse could pump $50 into these loot boxes and get a level 5 jab, a whole new like judo throw, different chokes. Like, he could have all these other abilities and he would just run shop on me.
And on top of that, like, these don't just increase like the damage or like any kind of like animation, because they're supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. You get an animation difference and a few other differences whenever you get these upper level abilities. They also give you stat increases, mm-hmm. like increased health, increased toughness, increased speed, stuff like that behind a jab.
Right.
Like, you get the level 5 jab and now you have double health.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, like, it's apparently significant.
Right. But it's, so the original story was that this was for just the flat multiplayer round and Ultimate Team.
Yeah, like, but if then, you took your creator fighter into multiplayer, you'd have these bonuses.
But EA is trying to get ahead of the negative backlash because of what they've dealt with Star Wars, and have confirmed that the only type of gameplay mode that these loot boxes affect is the Ultimate Team, which is a game mode designed exclusively around buying loot boxes and spending actual money for microtransactions.
Which I am much more okay with.
Yeah, it's still,
I actually had forgotten about that in the time that would mention before the show.
I know you use them. Like Dalton, you play, no, not use them, but you do the Ultimate Team stuff.
I did the Ultimate Team whenever it was first done in like 2011.
Yeah, but it's just, and it wasn't as bad back then.
Yeah, and that was Madden. EA UFC did Ultimate Team for the first time, the last game that mm-hmm. came out last year too. I looked into it. It was way too confusing, and I really only use, because, like, I buy all of the EA UFCs.
Right.
Because I'm a fan of mixed martial arts. I bought, whenever I got my PS4, the first one was, like, the first game that I bought for it. I bought 2 when it came out. I didn't pre-order it. But, and then I will be buying 3 if I can get into the beta to figure out how it controls, because I've heard there was a lot of issues with the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
But that was also in that piece that was kind of running down that what it was.
Right.
So I can't really trust that.
There's a up, up, down, down. It's like 2 hours long of them just screwing with the
UFC beta. Okay, well, then I probably just watch that then. Mm. But, yeah, no, it's one of those, whenever I saw the initial thing, and now that knowing that it's only Ultimate Team, this, it's egregious, but when you go into Ultimate Team, you know what you're getting into. So it's one of those that it's kind of a non-news story to me, because it's just like, no, that's silly, but Ultimate Team is a silly mode for people that, the only people that do well in Ultimate Team, and that's been the thing since 2011, is people that dump money into it. You can still play online, that's not that. You can still play with your friends, and it's not that. You can still play career mode, which is pretty much all I do in that game, and it's not that. So it's not, like, yeah, no, it's a bad practice, but it's a bad practice.
The game mode that's designed for microtransactions has, like, kind of crazy microtransactions.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is much more fair.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's because the only thing I ever did at UFC was do the career mode, and I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah,
like, the story.
The career mode in the UFC games are really fun. You create this character, you put silly buffs on them to make them really good at hitting and not getting tired. And then you retire your character, and then you put that in your regular game. Like, that's how that's always worked.
What's the mode where it's basically boxing?
Knockout mode.
Knockout mode.
You get, like, 5 hits to the head, and then you just kill the person.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that. Or strong body shots. That was the one that I liked, because you didn't have to mess with anything ground game.
I'm so bad at the ground game in that.
Yep. I've never understood a single one. I've played both of them so far. Even, like, EA MMA. Like, when that one came out.
THQ did a way better ground game mm-hmm. than EA ever did in any other game.
And I've never liked one. It's just difficult, because they change it every... It feels like they change it every
they
year,
do.
Too.
They do. Yeah, because there's always complaints about it. Mm-hmm. And they made it better. Like, the second one, the ground game was a lot better than the first one, but it still just didn't feel right.
Which I get it. It's a complicated thing to try to, like, do, and that's where a lot of people are complaining about the UFC 3, because apparently this new control scheme is, like, giving you way more control over, like, your entire, like, fighter's movements. So people are having an issue with, basically, just give me an Octodad UFC game. you control every limb, like, through a button.
Yeah.
Don't give me that. That would be
awesome. That would
just be terrible. Yeah. All right, guys, I think that's going to do it for us, because we're at time. the like rapid fire real quick. I just wanted to mention Nintendo crushed it this holiday season. Like all the doubt, I guess.
Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday, they won.
Yeah, they top sales all 3 days.
Including Sony PlayStation's...
All 3 event periods?
Yeah, like all 3 individual days. Like, yeah. Including Sony's PlayStation having the best Black Friday it's ever had in 22 years, spanning all 4 of its consoles.
Yeah,
Nintendo still won.
Sony had the best year of its history, and Nintendo still beat it. Like, the Switch, apparently, I guess they were widely available. I wasn't looking because obviously I already have mine.
Right.
But yeah, no, like the Switch continues to surprise.
Which, and that's good news because you give us that installer base, third party people are going to be more likely to put stuff on it.
Yep.
And yes, I'm so glad I was so wrong about the Switch.
Me too. All right. So yeah, that's going to do it for us though, guys. We talked a lot about some comic books. If any of those books interested you, which they should, because holy crap, some of those sounded awesome, even if it's New Mutants, contact our friends in Perryville at Villainous Grounds. They will get you hooked up and get a cup of coffee while you're there. Like, if you're local, even if you're not, you should just make a road trip.
It's worth the trip.
It's worth it. It's fine. Just come once a month. You can get a burger from Mary Jane's next door.
That one's free.
Yeah. You're welcome, Mary Jane's. It's a delicious burger joint. Anywho, check those guys out. They're amazing, and they'll get you hooked up. Message them on Facebook if you don't want to make the trip out until they're done. They can set you up there, too.
Yep.
They're really active on Facebook and Instagram, for that matter. Anywho, if you need some more nerdy goodness, check out our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. We mentioned them a couple of times in the show already, which I like doing. They're good guys. They do good work. PS2JShow.com. You can find all their podcasts and everything else there. Have they done the most recent...
Silent Hill Part 2.
That actually came out?
Yeah, they did part 1 in October, part 2 in November.
Because it's last week of... Last Wednesday of the month?
Last Wednesday of the month, yes. Yep. Because I didn't know, because I know you said they were shortening shows.
I think,
or cutting down.
Well, they're cutting down for the season, so they...
Yeah, so I didn't know if like they did the part 2 yet or not.
But you can go to their website and listen to back episodes.
And they're so good.
The History of Gaming episodes are amazing.
Yeah.
Really well-researched and really well-done. Anywho, also... Facebook.com/Podzilla1985 and Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. You know what both of those links are for. #BeLikeZane.